प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा। We will not take much of your time. This is just a brief tune-in session for about 4 minutes or so. For good japa, it is good to bring everything which the Lord gave us for practicing sadhana to the practice. Everything which the Lord gave us for the practice is called in Sanskrit our sadhana sharira. Sharira means something like a vehicle, a car, and sadhana means spur to practice. The soul is equipped with a material body, a mind, and also you could say a heart or the capability to feel emotions. All the three, body, mind, and heart, should be engaged in japa, and at that time when they are well engaged and connected, you will find something happening in your japa which we could call absorption or going deep. Because all the three, body, mind and heart, are engaged in one thing, there is a minimum opportunity for distraction. However, when we chant with our body, means with our tongue, and we use the fingers to count, but our mind is not engaged, then there is distraction. Or let us say, we concentrate for some time, but then our bodies become restless, our eyes look everywhere. At that time also, distraction comes. The easiest way, however, to block out distraction is to engage the heart or our emotions with Krishna's name. So let me quickly run with you through the three areas, body, mind and heart, and tell you or how do you say, inspire you to use them well. With our bodies, I would request you to sit straight, take your hands and just notice how they touch the beads. Be just there with your attention. Good. Thank you. With the mind, we will concentrate now by focusing the mind on the sound of the holy name. And with our heart, we set it right. Set it means like an alarm clock. You set an alarm clock. So let us say we want to rise at 5 o'clock or 4:30. You set it. So the heart can also be set. Means to really what Bhujan Prabhu and myself tried to say yesterday, to turn to Krishna. Let us stop for a moment and be just grateful that we are here at the sacred valley of Giriraj, and I think Darshan is being prepared for us. At least it is in the process that this wall or curtain will lift. We are here in Vrindavan Dham. We have reserved 5 days out of our busy life to exclusively engage in the chanting of the holy name. I think it's a good reason to be grateful to Krishna. Okay, so let us practice now. Sit properly. While you chant, I will give you a few instructions. Let us start now. Everyone on his own speed, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, make a conscious effort to concentrate on the sound vibration. Continue, I will speak, but continue. Conscious effort to be there with every syllable. And you can make a short heart check by just making sure that in whatever way is possible, the feeling of gratitude is very easy. It is possible for you to turn to Krishna or connect to Krishna. As you chant, go through these three areas and make sure they are properly aligned. The body, the voice, the tongue, the fingers. The mind with full concentration. And the heart, the devotional heart, where you are consciously aware that you are chanting the Lord's holy name and you are in the presence of the Lord with a feeling of gratitude. For instance, you can choose other devotional moods. I wish you all the best. I will remind you from time to time, but let us stay now in this space and please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.